I'm Natalie and I'm part of the Avon Lido Ladies Committee and you're listening to Nathaniel Carr's Cup podcast with Webber and Jonah.
So the dreams have begun for some Davids already. Haverford West have done their best against Llanelli. A really good comeback over Carnarvon. See what we did there? It's Help Me Rhondda as Barry are beaten on penalties by Cambrian and Clydach, and Airbus clip the wings of Kevin Druids. Manager reaction from some of those games and more as we round up all the results from round one of the Nathaniel MG Cup. That's coming up. Jonah's joining me later to preview the weekend's JD Welsh Premier League ties as well. And we close the podcast with a unique performance from the Placido Domingo of Denby. But first, let's hear from some others on high notes. After winning through the Nathaniel MG Cup, Haverford West clinical against Llanelli, winning 3-0. Here's manager Sean Cresser, and he's delighted at taking a WPL scalp.
Boys did well tonight. We made a lot of changes before the game. We got quite a big young squad down there at the moment, mainly local lads. So we spoke about giving them opportunities, you know, from minute one in pre-season, and a number of them had opportunities tonight. We asked them to go and take that opportunity, and to be fair to them, you know, every one of them did, which was great for us tonight. Got us the win, got us in the next round and in the hat, but obviously gives me a bit of a headache now for Saturday's game, which is you know, going to be a very, very tough one against a good Britain Ferry side.
Now, Rhondda side Cambrian and Clydach down to 10 men, dug in really deep to ditch Barry Town out of the competition on penalties. Here's their manager, Dane Williams.
I thought it was a very competitive game. It was an open game with plenty of chances for both sides. I think, you know, overall, a draw was probably about right with the chances both teams had. And fair play to the lads, they've, you know, we've gone down to 10 men. You know, we've dug in deep and we've showed some great character and fitness more than anything. And, you know, we've gone to penalties and we've ended up getting the luck, I guess.
Got to say, one of the many comebacks worth talking about from this round came from Rhyl. 2-0 down against Carnarvon at one stage. They actually run out 4-2 winners. Here's Rhyl's Eddie Morris-Jones.
Thought the lads never give up, and it's shown really good character so early on. You know, they've only played together for 8-9 weeks now, and to be determined to and be stubborn in a way to not give up, even going 2 down against a big team like Carnarvon, has shown real power and a good attitude.
And it was a heart stopper for former Rhyl manager Niall McGuinness, a man down, but his Flint Town United side held off arch rivals Holywell Town in extra time.
Yeah, a bit of a entertaining game for the neutral. Tough one for us as a management team, but no, just happy to progress in the end and obviously finally get one over on our rivals, really. I've managed 3 derbies now and I'm yet to win, so obviously to come out at the end and make sure we're in the next round is very important, not just for us but for the fans as well.
Yeah, and you went down at 10 men, of course, quite late on in normal time. What did you say to the lads at the end of the game as you were going into extra time?
Well, I felt that we were still dominating the game in terms of possession, so not to change too much. We were in the same situation in the cup final last season in the League Cup, and we went into extra time with that with 10 men and obviously we ended up winning the cup on penalties, and very similar, went to 2 banks of 4 and kept the ball well, and just sort of kept our shape well, really, and just made sure nothing changed. The mindset didn't change, we didn't stop panicking and looked after the ball, still played the way we want to play, and just defend that little bit better with a little bit more desire, and bar the set pieces that obviously it's disappointing that we've conceded from 2 again, but except for them then I felt we were the better team for the majority of the game.
Llandudno left it late to beat Bangor with a goal in the last few minutes. Penabont came from behind to beat Tom Pentre at home, and it was a 96th minute Alex Jones goal helping Prestatyn beat Denby. Let's listen to Leon Field from Prestatyn.
I'd have liked to kill the game off before that, but no, the lads have dug in, like I say, for 96 minutes. A lot of lads were injured second half, and you know, they dug in well and we managed to get our win at the end. It was comfortable all the way through the game, to be fair. We should have been clinical and took our chances, and we should have 6 or 7.
Comfortable wins for Balor and Carmarthen, and they're joined by Aberystwyth in the elite Welsh Premier League survivors list in this competition. Aber were 1-0 down, though, to a screamer early in the second half before this happened.
And that's a good header from... Oh, and Joe Phillips has gone to the end of that. And it's a nice little touch just over the line. And Joe Phillips has just scored for Abertown and equalised. And on 52 minutes there. And so Abertown have been able to get themselves back into this game. But we promised goals in this game. And we've already had two within the first 5 or 10 minutes.
The Radio Bronglais team capturing the green and white's equaliser there. ABBA went on to win the game 3-1 with a Jeff Kellaway double. Here's Welsh Pool's co-manager, though, Neil Price.
Immensely proud of the players tonight. We had a poor performance Saturday. We knew we were up against it, against ABBA tonight, and I just thought the effort and the commitment and some of the play at times was fantastic against a very, very top Welsh Prem team. First half went to plan, really. We knew they were going to have all the ball. I thought we defended brilliantly, kept our shape, hard to break down. Start of the second half, Ricky Litchfield scored one of the best goals, I think. Maestro Dre ground scene, 40-yard, brilliant goal. Start of the second half, great moment for himself and the club. But unfortunately, that kicked ABBA into life a bit. And
my thanks to all the managers and players who took part in talking to us today. So here is the classified check from all of the first round Nathaniel games. Ballotown 3, Guildsfield 0, Bangor City 0, Llandudno 1. Cambrian and Cledach against Barrytown United ended in a 3-1 penalty victory for Cambrian and Cledach. Carmarthen Town 5, Goitre Gwent 0. Kevin Druids 3, Airbus UK Broughton 4, that was after extra time, and Denby 2, Prestatyn Town 3. Flint Town United 3, Holywell Town 2, also after extra time. Goitre United 3, Avonlea 1 in the Avon Valley Derby. Haverford West 3, Llanelli Town 0, Penabont 3, Llanpentra 1, Rhyl 4, Carnarvon Town 2, and Welshpool Town 1, Aberystwyth 3. A reminder that the next round of the Cup is on the last week of September, with a draw taking place this Thursday, the 30th of August. Watch the WPL website for draw news. Still to come, Jonas here, we're joined by Greg Draper, Kieran Mills-Evans and a Met superfan for the latest from the JD Welsh Premier League.
Loads of cars out there are advertised with low monthly payments, although getting that price usually means paying thousands for the deposit too. At Nathaniel Cars, we like to keep things simple. The dynamic, family-proof MGZS crossover is available on 0% finance for just $229 a month, with a super low deposit of $229. And you get a 7-year or up to 80,000-mile warranty. Test drive the MGZS at Nathaniel Car showrooms in Bridgend or Cardiff today, based on a 5-year hire purchase.
Well, in a minute, we'll find out what it's like to take the JD Welsh Cup for a pub crawl. Yeah, also this weekend sees the return of the Welsh Premier Women's League, for Talbot facing a heck of a trip up to Llandudno for their opener. While it's the King Coy Derby, Cardiff Met against King Coy, also taking place. All the fixtures and scores on the WPWL Twitter, have a look at them. So, Mark Jonah-Jones is with me to look ahead to another weekend of JD Welsh Premier League action. Look, Jonah, so many points to discuss, we'll do them in the order that they fall out of my head. First, two sharpshooters that are really going to cause trouble for sides if they haven't clocked them yet. Let's hear from TNS benchwarmer Greg Draper and Ballas Rabona Jones, both on the score sheet last weekend.
Hopefully sooner or later I can score a couple starting the game. But obviously, yeah, today sat on the bench, so happy to come on and get two goals. Yeah, it's frustrating, but you know, it's, I don't think it's a sign that I've been doing badly. I think it's just a sign that we've got a strong squad and a lot of competition, which is obviously a good thing. So, you know, just got to keep being patient, keep doing the right things when I get on, keep training properly, and you know, sooner or later it will come, hopefully.
I don't know, they're just flying in at the minute. You know, I just saw the space, Stewie giving me the ball. You know, there was in the dying seconds, I just cut inside and I hit it and I'm scoring in the top corner. And to bounce back and get 3 points at home is really important. I love it. I love football. I like playing football. That's why I'm here, to play football and to excite.
Do you know, Jonah, I smell a rat here. We're all scratching our heads why Greg Draper isn't starting games, but maybe that's the plan, you know. Keep him on the bench, make people think he's not playing, then Bush, he comes out after 40 minutes and scores 4-0.
Well, I think that's what we said, Mark, a week or 2 weeks ago on the podcast. The only answer when you're a class act is to answer any questions people ask of you on the football pitch when you're a good centre forward like Greg is. He's a current golden boot holder in the Welsh Premier League, and I don't think would bet against him becoming the golden boot holder for a second year running. I think when you're wounded, he's a wounded animal at the moment because he's on the bench all the time and he just wants to prove his point. And if he's scoring a brace every game, he is proving his point big time.
Do you think he can get the golden boot from the bench?
Yeah, I think there'll be times when he'll work his way back into the team, Mac. If you're scoring two from the bench, there's no way you stay on that eventually. You know, you win your case. Maybe Scott is, you know, like we said, trying to give squad games and try people in different positions and things like that. And while they're winning 5-1 and 6-0, you know, it'll carry on like that. But in the tight games, I think that's when you do need your goal poachers and your sharp shooters. And they're the games you'll want to be playing in. You'll want to be playing in a top three or top four game, or maybe a big Iron Brew game, and score the winner in a 1-0. And that's what will give him, that'll give him more satisfaction than anything else.
And as for Ballard, Jonah, if Newtown haven't got Henry Jones in their pocket this weekend, they could be in for a tough ride.
Oh, what a goal. What a great goal. I mean, I've seen the interview afterwards on Scorio, and, you know, he's cut inside. It's a different side to his game. You know, sometimes he goes down the right side and whips across him. But if he does cut in off his left foot, that's when he's at his most dangerous. And he's arrowed it right in the top corner. He's given the goalkeeper no chance at all. And what a time to get a winner. I think it was 96th minute, wasn't it? And he also said in his interview, you know, it's, there's no better time to get a winning goal like that. He just has to keep doing it. He has to keep doing it. They had a setback last week, Ballard. So it was important for them to get the 96-minute winner. And it puts them back on track with, I think that's two wins out of three. So they're doing okay.
Saying that, though, Newtown are in good shape as well. They may have had lots of changes over the past couple of years, but Kieran Mills-Evans reckons this is the best shape they've been in.
Yeah, it's refreshing to know that if lads have put in a shift and they're going off, that you've got someone that can come on and change the game. I thought when Steve Leslie came on, he showed his quality. He's just getting match fit, but once we get him fit, yeah, it's going to give the gaffer a massive headache. Who's going to be in the starting 11?
And I tell you, another player who's catching the eye, Jonah, James Loveridge from Llanelli. Within 2 minutes last week, wasn't it? Do you think the opposition's underestimating him?
He was very sharp, Mark. I think, you know, Barry dominated the game after Llanelli started so well. They had a couple of injuries, which they had to readjust. But Barry, on the chances on the game, I think it would have been about 15-5, something like that. And some gilt-edged chances for Barry, but Loveridge was very, very sharp. He looked a quality player. You know, he has Football League experience. He's been out of the game. Is this his chance to get back in it? If he keeps getting goals, you know, as sharp as that and playing as well as that, you know, I think the league boys might come knocking again.
But they did, like you say, leave the back door open for Barry. Carl McLagan did the honours there. And last gap defending could be Llanelli's Achilles heel this season. Let's hear what Andy Hill has to say.
Obviously, we're disappointed, and you know, we got to look at it as 2 points dropped. But, you know, all hats off to Barry Town. You know, they're a top team. The way they move the ball and their movement, you know, is, you know, before the game, we would have taken a point. We did the ugly things really well today. I thought from the boys' desire and application, I thought they deserved 3 points. But that's football.
Jonah, some quick thoughts from you on Kevin Druids. Bottom of the league at the moment, keep on getting robbed in the final throws of a game.
Sometimes, you know, as a manager, you have runs when you luck. And it is sometimes, it's not all down to luck. It's down to hard work and graft and skill. But luck plays a lot in it. And it's the first time Hughie Griffiths is at a bad patch. He's been at Kevin Druids before and gone into Europe. He's been at Ballard as an assistant and gone into Europe. He's back, you know, at Kevin Druids now, and he created that miracle last year. So I think over a period of a number of years, every manager is going to have a run of bad results. It looks like this is happening to him in his career for the first time. But he'll know, right, that if you're going to have a bad run, have it early on so you can sort your team out. After 6 or 7 games, he still has then about 15 or 16 games to climb his way maybe to 6th place or just re-establish himself in 7th or 8th. So it's still early, right? But set up massive this Saturday night's game between Kevin Druids and Llandudno, because they will most probably get a tag at the moment, the two of them, unfortunately, of little bit underachieving at the moment. So it sets up a big game on Saturday evening.
Well, Nomads are on the charge as ever. Here's Andy Morrison.
I was impressed with Barry last year. I thought they would get better this year and go again after learning a lot about the league. The league's going to be really tight this year. Victories are going to be huge. It's really important to stay away from draws as in this format that we have. You know, you lose 12 games and win 10, you're in the top six. You go the whole first phase unbeaten, 22 draws, you're bottom of the league. So it's so important to win games of football, you know, especially your home games. And then make sure you don't lose your away games.
But Cardiff Met took a hit from a travelling Covey army in what was probably the scoreline of the weekend. And Journey, you were at that one and you caught up with Met superfan Ian Campbell to see what he thought of the Carnarvon defeat and the Met's season ahead.
It was a difficult one for us. They came with a plan. It worked. Simple as that. We didn't really come out the blocks as much as we have done the last couple of weeks, sadly. But we've got players coming back from injury and all that sort of thing. So hopefully, you know, that will change now.
You're not taking no credit away from a good performance from Carnarvon, though.
Of course not. No, they came with a plan, and they played it really well. Yeah,
it's been a great start for the Met to the season. 6 points out of six before today, you're up in the top three. Do you see another good season for the Met?
I can't see why not. To be honest, Jonah, you know, last week we won 4-1 at Aberystwyth, and I thought that, you know, we played really, really well there. We played scored some very, very good goals. I can't see why we can't do what we did last year, but hopefully not get the injuries we got last year.
Absolutely. You had some horrendous injuries last year and you're still missing Adam Roscoe and Charlie Crosby. You're still definitely two big players for the Met.
Yeah, there's obviously, you know, we're always going to miss them. Anybody in the Welsh Premier League will miss players of that standard. It's like Ridian as well, Ridian Morgan, we're missing him. But at the end of the day, you know, the boys that are stepping up need to step up, and the last couple of weeks they have done. So, you know, and it's the start of the season, so it just takes a bit of time sometimes to get the ball rolling, really. But 6 points out of six before today, so I've got no complaints before today. So, especially at the start of the season, people are buying players in and all that sort of thing. You know, look at Llandudno. I know we haven't played them yet, but they've bought a whole new team, basically. With us, we've just basically what we had last year. Okay, we've lost Jordan Lamb and Josh Barnett, but other than that, we've got what we had last year, plus a couple of new ones.
And how do you celebrate beating Cardiff Met? Well, you drink champagne out of Disney Princess plastic cups, and you have M&S Melton Mowbray pork pies with Spanish Serrano ham and Manchego Rolito, apparently. That's how the Covey army rolled on the way home. No prawn sandwiches in this league, Jonah.
They were tremendous. The noise they made down there on Sunday afternoon, it was absolutely lashing down. They sung all the way through the second half, and Carnarvon were. I watched them in the opening game of the season and thought they were okay. On Saturday they were excellent against the Met, and they just about deserved their victory. Not many teams go to the Met and win, but they were, if anything, at the end of the game they were comfortable 1-0 winners. They put in a great performance all over the park, and of course, we've said it before about the likes of Barry Town, it'll help Llanelli as well. If you're going to take a travelling band of 150, 200 with you, or get the 1,000 mark on your home games, that crowd is going to help you unbelievably. Sets up a massive game Friday night, Carnarvon against TNS. Will we get four figures plus? Well, the Welsh ladies game might go against us in that one, because everybody, I'm sure, will be giving 100% support towards the ladies, and we may wish them good luck on Friday evening. And but that's a big game now for the Covey army on Friday night. Were they to get anything from that, they'd be on a hell of a run. I've seen them now, Mark, twice. I don't see them being involved in a scrap at the bottom. How high they can go is I've yet to really have a look, but I don't see them being involved in a bottom three or four.
Well, the JDWPL weekend looks like this. Two Friday night firecrackers. Aberystwyth hosts Llanelli, and as you said, Carnarvon hosting TNS, 7:45 kickoffs. The other games are on Saturday. 2:30 starts for Barry hosting the Nomads. Carmarthen against Met. Newtown playing Bala. And Joan, of course, you're off to see the 7:30 Scorio game on Saturday. It is Druids versus Llandudno. Before we carry on, Jonah, our thoughts go to the family of Aberystwyth Town Director Emir James, dying following a long battle with cancer this week. Well known to everyone involved in the football beyond Park Avenue, worked for the club and the game for many a year. All our best, it has to be said, and our gratitude for his work goes to Dulcie, Lowry and Gwion and the rest of the family.
Hear, hear, Mark. Hear, hear.
My name is Eddie, I'm a Coniskey Nomad supporter, and today I have been around the pubs of Coniskey with the Nomads officials and parading the Welsh Cup around every pub, just to basically share the success of the Welsh Cup, because it's the first ever time we've won it.
Yeah, it's your sister's husband.
So yeah, it's been a great day, and we've had a good reception, and you know, hopefully in the future we can win a trophy again and provide the local people, you know, with another trophy. Hopefully it will be the JD Welsh Premier League title, but here's to hoping. And hopefully for the coming season, like I said, we put posters up and stuff, so hopefully people will, you know, start to come and watch this, you know, great team we've got on our doorstep.
And you can see what a good time the Cup had and whether it ended up in the kebab house with a hangover on the Nomads' Twitter account. So, you've already talked about this, Jonah. Small matter of another big game on Friday. Wales hosting England at Rodney Parade in a crucial Women's World Cup qualifier. Good luck to our ladies in red. Don't worry, we're not going to sing Christa Berg, are we?
Well, if they win, we will. We'll promise that.
It'd be a great game. So let's leave the final word to Denby Town, who beat Bangor on the weekend, and it caused, talking about singing, Matty Jones to burst into song in the changing rooms. It went viral, as the kids say, so we thought we'd play the podcast out with it. Apologies in advance to all dogs listening to this. We'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Cheers, son. Thank you.
We'll be singing! I'm getting knocked down! Let me out again! Songs that remind them of the good times. Sing the songs that